Okay, let me start a little bit by introducing myself first. So my full name is Kirsten M. or Müller Reinschmidt, and I am by training a medical anthropologist, and I'm also a community health practice person with a master's in public health. And also, I think it is important to note that I've been really working with community-based participatory approaches, and that comes totally through the work that I've been doing with my colleagues, both at the university and from our community partners, to get input, right, to work together as opposed to saying, well, I'm the expert, because I'm not. You know, working together makes us the experts. I did want to point out that the importance of the work that we're doing ties in with what's going on at the national level, but also in the state of Oklahoma in terms of dementia. So at the national level, it is one of the top leading causes of death for adults, and even more so for adults that are 65 years or older. And the numbers of dementia are supposed to triple by the year of 2060. Within Oklahoma, the new cases of dementia are expected to increase between 2020 and 2025. And then the numbers also show the heavy burden of the caregivers in terms of time and in terms of unpaid labor. And then, of course, the cost to the healthcare workforce. And what's specific to Oklahoma, I think, too, is the lack of geriatricians in the state. There, according to the Alzheimer's Association, there are 26 geriatricians. And what makes it more difficult too is that it's a very rural state. So for folks in the rural areas, and not all, but the tribal members, they have their headquarters in the tribe in the rural areas. So to reach the healthcare that they need is going to be really difficult and hard. So it becomes important to find a workforce and help train a workforce that can reach the people where they are in the communities, in the rural communities as well. And so now let me tell you a little bit about the training, how we developed it. So my work is in partnership with Department of Geriatrics, College of Medicine here at the Oklahoma University Health Sciences Center. And we were funded in 2019 through a GWEP, so a Geriatric Workforce Enhancement Program. And this is coming out of the Health and Service Administration. And since then, we've been working with a community advisory board meeting regularly, and there are about 25 organizations, if not more by now. And so the aim for us is that the long-term aim is to help address the needs of people in Oklahoma, people with Alzheimer's disease and related dementias, as well as their caregivers. And in order to help improve the health needs, we are training workforces. So it's all the workforces. It's physicians, it's nurses, nursing homes are part of the training. So by training the workforces and helping them address dementia through this additional training, we want to help them to help their clients or their patients. And so, as I said, for the CHW training on dementia is just a small part. And the idea is to have a community-based workforce that can work directly where the people are. So the first year we spent to develop the training, that was done by a group of people that we call the Community Health Worker and Community Health Representatives Work Group. So we met regularly, and that included the Choctaw Nation is our main tribal partner. And also we work with the Indian Health Service here in Oklahoma, the local representative. And then the City County Health Department as a non-tribal partner. And Citizen Potawatomi Nation was working with us closely. So those were the core partners, but there are other tribes that we've been working with. In developing the training, we had regular meetings, monthly meetings with this work group. And the first step for us was to ask them, you know, what are your experiences with dementia? What do you encounter in your organization? Do you have materials? Do you have ways of addressing the needs? What are you doing? And then the next step, what do you need from us in terms of a training to help your CHRs or CHWs to address the needs? And then also talked about, so how would this training look like in terms of structure and content? And then the actual sources for the training, we used evidence-based materials, and most of that, not all, but most of it came from the Alzheimer's Association. But we also found materials from the CDC and HRSA, so we used those materials as well. Then what we did was also to look at the C3, the CHW core project. They built a consensus on core roles for community health workers, and those are 10 core roles. And they came up with 11 core skills as part of the competencies, and then also qualities. We used the core roles to develop the major part of the training. The way we are developing this is to have the training accessible for all kinds of CHWs from all walks of lives, but there are a lot of interactive pieces. And then we developed it in two pieces. We developed one train the trainer piece, so the full thing is a train the trainer piece where we are training CHWs or CHRs with a basic curriculum, and then have additional time where we are explaining how to implement the training. And you know, this is the PowerPoint, this is we're using, and hey, there is the first part, has a voice over, so you know, you could use this as a off-site training before you get together for the second part of the training. And so we're explaining the technical aspects of the training for those who want to become trainers, so that we can create sustainability of the training, because we can only train so many people, right? And then there is the basic training that then the trainers can take and train in their communities or in their tribes. And then along with the training also comes an evaluation tool. The actual format is of the training, an introduction, and then there is the basics of dementia. So what is it? What are the signs and symptoms? What is the epidemiology? What is stigma attached to it? What healthcare workforces? And then the second part, this is where the C3, the CHW core roles tie in. So the entire second section is organized into those core roles. And for each role, we say, this is what the C project says the role is. Those are the things you do. You're reaching out to the community. So you have, maybe you join a health fair, represent your organization and say, and those are our dementia programs. And so share. So this is what the role is. And then we give examples. So then we go through the role of what has happened in other communities with that kind of role. Not necessarily focus on dementia, but the types of activities that can happen. And then the interactive part, we're asking the trainees to chime in with either sharing from their organizations or with case studies. And then there's a resource guide at the end of the training that also gets shared. Yeah. So we have had, at this point, since June 2020 till May, till May this year, we had 77 CHWs and CHRs that we trained. But also what they shared was that the CHWs and the CHRs, they realized that they had personal experiences with dementia in their own families. So looking at the evaluations in total, we could see that the dementia knowledge increased. But it also showed that the trainer model was really useful. I think that makes this training also special to empower the CHRs, CHWs themselves to do the training. It works to have the CHRs do the training, and it also works to have them do it virtually. You know, everyone's like, okay, we can do it virtually, which was quite a success, I think. Still, everyone said, you know, we would really like to have it in person at some point again. Beyond the training, the impact that we want to have is the next step, what they already expressed based on the training, that we can help guide and maybe consult in how to actually incorporate the knowledge that they gain through the training into their organizations, into their own workflow.